5 years ago, LSU Ag Center plant pathologist Dr. Ray Schneider discovered Asian soybean rust on a research soybean plot in Baton Rouge. This discovery, the first of the disease in the United States, set off an alert across the country. Experts were assembled and a plan of action to manage the disease was put into place.
The Ag Center, through Cooperative Extension, organized a one-day whirlwind intensive survey of soybeans in South Louisiana to try to determine how widespread the disease was.
A team of plant pathologists and plant breeders joined together to create the Asian Soybean Rust Action Team. The team has been instrumental in turning what could potentially be a devastating disease into one easily managed by growers. Researchers and soybean farmers across the country have benefited from the team's efforts.
They look to us for developing disease management protocols, yield loss modeling, economic analyses of yield loss as a result of this disease.
The team has worked diligently over the past 5 years, conducting training seminars and developing and implementing Asian soybean rust detection programs.
There are many questions yet unresolved about this disease, especially the disease modeling, conditions that favor its development. And so our questions become more highly refined now.
Thanks to the team, soybean growers wrapped up harvest on another crop with little worry about rust. With the LSU Ag Center, this is Toby Blanchard reporting.